if someone likes to talk a great deal, you might say, well, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me about it, or gossiped about it.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come to see you, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you might say, now, if you don't come,
I'll be terribly disappointed.
And I'll what?
Be terribly disappointed.
I
will be.
Okay. And if you're both going to be glad to see me, you might say,
we will be disappointed.
Okay, but use glad.
Glad. I will be glad to see you.
Okay. What about proud? Would you ever use
proud? I'll be proud to see you. Yes, that's occasionally.
Does that sound a little older?
Yes.
Proud to see you is a little older.
Yeah.
Okay. And if a child, again, is misbehaving, you might say, well, if you do that again, I'll
spank you or punish you.
Okay. What about ways that now are ways that people used to say a young man was interested in a young woman? He was what, her?
He was her boyfriend or her beau.
Okay.
Used to think of beau, but now you say he's a boyfriend. Okay. Or they going steady.
Okay, what else? They're
sweetheart.
Or he is
crazy about her.
He's dating her.
Dating her.
What about courting?
Courting her.
Remember any older words than courting?
Don't believe so then.
Okay. And he's her boyfriend and she's his
girlfriend.
Any other older words for either of those terms? No.
He's her beau.
Okay.
And
if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, oh, you've been
smooching. That's a bad.
Yeah.
They
what
don't,
now?
Now they say,
well, just the action of this is
kissing.
Okay. And if a young man asks a girl to marry him and she doesn't want to, what do you say she did to him?
She turned him down or she rejected him.
Okay, and if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
Any humorous ways of saying it?
Got hitched.
Okay. And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is
the best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride
is the maid of honor.
And other girls that stand up with her
bridesmaids.
And what about if you're just talking about something that you saw or some such when you were in America? You might say, well, just the other day I was America's and I saw such and such.
I was in America's and I saw so and so.
Okay. Do you ever use up or down or over when you're talking about towns around or cities?
Some, yes.
Show me with a town.
We usually think of Plains as you go down to Plains, but you go up to Elbow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And you go over to America.
Over to America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I just usually thought of down as south and up as north.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Okay.